Republican National Committee today censored Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger for participating in the congressional hearings on the January 6th insurrection at the Capitol, alleging that the actions of those in the protests were, quote, legitimate political discourse, unquote. Maybe the RNC didn't watch the tourists scaling the walls of the Capitol, smashing in doors and windows, calling for Pelosi and Pence to be hanged, stealing laptops and documents, threatening the Capitol Police, and causing bodily harm to some. Maybe they missed the deaths of a few of the officers. Maybe they witnessed a different attack on the legislature than I did. Some other footage, maybe, from some third world country. The RNC doesn't need an investigation. The RNC has decided that the folks who invaded the halls of Congress were simply protesters exercising their right to disagree with the election results that declared Donald J. Trump the loser in the 2020 presidential election. What's the big deal? Nancy and Mike weren't lynched. No legislator was castrated or raped. Nobody was killed or mutilated. So why make a federal case over this? Go home, everybody. Nothing to see here. No need to conduct a sham investigation in what preceded this happy tourist event, right? Just some good American citizens smashing their way into the Capitol to register their disagreements. What could be wrong with that? Call me a liberal stooge and slap me with my battered hat, but come on, legitimate political discourse? Maybe if I was an Oath Keeper or a Proud Boy. But this is the Republican National Committee we're talking about here, not the neo-Nazis. Or maybe we are. At some point, we have to take a good hard look at these people. If you quack like a duck, if you smell like a duck, if you defecate like a duck, well, maybe, just maybe, you are a duck. Legitimate public discourse? You sound like a Nazi, you smell like one, and by God, I suspect you just might be one. The Republican Party just crossed a line that I can't see a way to forgive. That was no tourist protest January 6th. That was a putsch. Quack, quack.